So Dalton, how do you look at this road trip? Go up to the Bay Area and play two pretty good teams.
This is a huge road trip for us, obviously. You know, we got to take care of business, and there are teams that are playing really well, especially, you know, they play well at home. Pacific beat St. Mary's at home, and they give everyone a good run. And so we're really locked in. We're really excited to go on this road trip and to, you know, continue to improve, and I think that we'll be ready.
You played Pacific for quite a few years, being a senior. How is this team different, or what have you seen from this team that's maybe different from past years?
You know, I think the similarities stand out more to me. You know, they're really tough. I think that's always what separates them, is those games that they win. They come up with 50-50 balls. They just, you know, they just kind of punk teams on the glass. And so that's how they're successful. They have a really, really good player with Jalil Tripp. I think that's probably something that stands out to me, is just someone that can just score the ball. So he's going to be a lot to handle, but, you know, we're really excited, and we have a lot to prove still. And, you know, Pacific, I believe we're tied with them for second in the conference, and so that's, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big game for us.
In your opinion, what do you think has been, from the beginning of the season to now, through all of this adversity, what has been the biggest growth for this BYU basketball team?
I think some of the biggest growth that we've been able to experience is being able to trust each other. We're a really resilient group, and we've been through a lot. You know, we've been through ups and downs, and I think what stands out to me and what we've been able to kind of establish is that we stick together, we play as a team. I think a lot of teams during this time of the year can really fall apart or go sideways on each other. The tough times, they bring us closer together, and so I think that's been an identity of this team. That's something that's really stood out.
What was it like to have Yoli back on the floor of practice with you guys today?
It felt great. You know, he's such a physical presence, and you know, hopefully we can get him on the floor soon. You know, hope everything goes well, because, you know, this is a big road trip, and you know, we're definitely going to need everyone to contribute. And Yoli's busted his butt to, you know, do what he can while he's been out with his finger injury, but we're excited to have him back.
What's it been for you guys as far as not knowing Yoli's status? Obviously hoping he'll be on the floor, but not knowing for sure.
You know, it's just every day you come and you get to work. You know, that's another identity of this team, is like, you know, no matter what it is, if we're in the weight room, if we're in the film room, if we're shooting on the court, it's to be all in and be 100%. And that's what coach asks of each and every one of us. And so, you know, whoever's available is going to come, and they're going to, you know, bring their A game. And, you know, whether we have Yoli or whether we don't have Yoli, you know, our mindset doesn't really change, you know, obviously. But, you know, personally, I want him back. You know, that's my guy. And he's a huge, I mean, he's a huge leader, huge piece of this puzzle that, you know, that we want as we move towards the back half of the season.
You've seen both ways how the WCC used to have their travel partners and that kind of flying stay for a whole weekend and then having the sort of home and away back to back. Does it make a big difference knowing that you can kind of go into an area and stay there and not have to fly out after a game?
It does. It does, yeah. You know, this is going to be something that's new for us to go and have a four-day span of preparing for games. You know, we had a similar situation in Maui when we were there and playing consecutive games. But just to have the feel, to get into the rhythm of traveling, you know, being in the Bay Area, you know, I think it's gonna really help us, and helps us to be as a team and be locked in. And, you know, our goal is to go into Stockton and play, you know, play really tough, get a win, and then, you know, we regroup, we get focused, locked in for the next game. That's kind of, you know, that's what we want. And so, you know, I think it definitely does help that we can stay there and be focused.